This is Dave Hokanson, and it's time for a school district update on Castle Country Focus. Now, today I have Heidi Anderson. She's the Director of Child Nutrition for Carbon School District, and we're going to talk about a few things that are a little bit different this year, a lot of things that are the same, and nothing much has changed, and sometimes that's a good thing. Heidi, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Well, it's time. Kids are back to school.
They are.
So we might as well start talking about school lunches, because it's just, that's where my mind goes to food. Anyway, first thing right out of the gate, we want to talk a little bit about the free and reduced school lunch program, because it is time to start signing up for that, is it not? And what all do they need to do to get signed up?
It is that time. And unfortunately, everyone's applications from last year have expired. And so we do need everybody to re-sign up for those. And they can do that through the school district website at www.carbonschools.org. And they just have to follow the Aspire SIS link. And then from there, if they have their child's SIS number and birth date, they can sign up for an account. And they can get that free and reduced lunch application filled out. We need everybody to do this year. We are running the risk of losing a few of our school's Title I funds. And the way that they get those is through this free and reduced lunch application.
So they've got to go online to do it.
They do. They can come up to the district office and request a paper copy, and we are happy to accommodate that. But they do need to come up to the district office in order to fill that out.
Okay. And like you said, this is very important for people to get these forms filled out and get them turned in because of the Title I monies that come to the district for
it
this.
It is. And Title I is only one of the things that we get with our free and reduced numbers. We also have the summer lunch program. It helps us get aides in the schools. It does a lot for the community. If everybody just fills it out, it really helps the entire school district.
Okay, so get in there. You can either go to the school district and they'll help you fill out the paper copies, go online to the school district website and get those filled out, because it is very important that we get this, as far as, you know, your, like she said, the free and reduced lunch, and it covers, Title I monies cover so much more than just that. Aids into the schools and all that. Get out there, get those filled out, get things like that taken care of. That's very important, and it needs to be done. Is there a deadline for that?
We would like everybody to have it done before October 5th, but we would, if it's past that, we'd love you to do it anytime.
Okay, so get out there. That is for the free and reduced lunch programs. You can do it online. Go out to the district office and they'll help you. And let's get that taken care of as soon as possible, okay? Another thing that you kind of said is that this year there's not really a lot of changes. Every year it seems like there's so many. And this year, as far as you guys are concerned, there's not really a lot of changes going on out there.
Nope, there's not, and we're celebrating.
It's always nice. You know, change is okay, but it's always nice when you can just sit down and kind of say, hey, we don't need to learn a lot of new stuff this year because a lot of things aren't going to change. So that's pretty nice. Now, there are some menu changes, however, that you said. Why don't you talk about those a little bit?
We are going to try a couple different things this year. We're going to try some chili cheese fries. We're going to try an Alfredo bake. We've also got one that's a Southern-inspired dish, chicken and waffles, that we're hoping the kids will like. We're going to bring back Sloppy Joes. We had a lot of kids that asked for Sloppy Joes, so we are bringing those back on the menu. And we've got chicken noodle soup. And then we're bringing back all the favorites, orange chicken, ham and cheese sandwiches, and the circle pizzas. Everybody's excited about the circle pizzas.
Well, you won me over at chicken and waffles.
Oh, all right.
I don't know how many kids are not going to want chicken and waffles. I'm just saying. that's a pretty impressive menu item. I think I would take that one. Another thing you were talking about is the website. Now, it's not up and running yet. It is coming, and there's going to be, like, on your website, there's school menus and all the nutritional values. Why don't you cover that a little bit?
We will have the nutrition information up there for each menu item, just so that those that are watching the calories, carbohydrates, proteins, all of those things, they will have access to that information. We don't have it up and running yet. We're still learning how to put things on there. We'll also have the link. The link is currently up for the online payments. It's just on the Carbon School District website, and it's under Student Services, and then you just go into the online payment tab, and that's where that information is going to be. We'll try and put as much information up there as we possibly can. We're also looking at doing a daily post of what's on the menu on Facebook, Twitter, and trying to get everybody informed about what's on the menu.
And that's what's so great is that you can actually go online when this is up and moving. You can go online, look at the school, and look at what's for lunch that day.
Yep.
And you can get that, and it'll be mapped out. I'm assuming it was usually always mapped out for the month.
Yes.
So they'll know a month in advance whether they want to take a lunch or not.
That's our hope.
And so that's something really to look forward to. Now, as far as going on there and making your payments for your lunch money payments, is the balance going to be on there too?
It will not. It's okay. Two separate systems. So you can go into SIS
right.
and log into your parent account and get that amount that needs to be paid. And then through our online store, we can do payments of like 5, 10, 15, kind of anywhere that you want to do in $5 increments. Or you can do a quarter's worth of payments. You can pay for a quarter, a semester, or a year long if you'd like to.
Okay, so all kinds of good information on that website. It's not up and running yet, but it's coming.
Yes.
It is coming. And it, you know, the greatest thing about technology now is that it gives us all the way to be informed of what's going on. And I think that's the greatest thing, especially when it comes to your child's education. So check all those things out. This is free and reduced lunch applications. You want them in as soon as possible. You'd like them in before October 5th, was it?
Yeah, or okay. October 1st, if we could even hit
okay.
the 1st.
That would and free and reduced lunch program is so important because it's not just about the lunch. It's about all kinds of Title I monies that go to the district. So let's get in there, get those filled out. There's some menu changes, some great new stuff coming to the menus, chicken and waffles. I'm good with that. And then the website is coming. They're going to get that up and running. Make sure you check all that. All the cool nutritional information that you're going to need for every menu item is going to be on there. Plus, a great way to pay lunch money. And then you don't have to keep arguing with your kid over how much money they have in their balance. See how easy that's going to be? Just trying to make life easier for you. Heidi, thanks for stopping by today. It's been great talking to you.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. So for the information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.